All right, well, welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. And I am happy to introduce an actor today to the Midday Show, Deanna Suplee. Deanna is one of the actors who's in a new production over at Shadowland Stages in Ellenville of a play called The Garbologists, written by Lindsay Joel and directed by Jamie Patton. They are already in production. Am I correct on that, Deanna?
You are correct. We opened last weekend. We had two previews, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and we officially opened last Saturday evening.
Okay, and by way of introduction, I will say Deanna is a working actor who was, you were born and raised in Philadelphia, but call New York City home, specifically a Queens neighborhood we won't necessarily have to get into, but we were discussing before we went on the air that I too am from pretty close where you live. Anyway, it is really nice to make your acquaintance, and thank you for making some time today to do this.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So, how long have you been acting, and when did you get the bug?
Oh, great question. I've been acting professionally for about 15 years, I want to say.
Wow.
That's right. Like maybe 12, if I'm being like, if I'm not being too generous with my career. But
What you call professional.
yeah, what I call professional.
Sure.
But I had the bug since I was 7,
Wow. Yeah.
doing chorus plays in elementary and middle school. So we've been bitten a while for a while.
Were there actors? I certainly don't mean to put you on the spot here, but were there actors growing up or even more recently that really had a profound, or maybe it was a teacher or somebody who had a profound effect on you, and you kind of aspired to, you thought, oh, that's something I'd like to do.
Definitely. As cliche as it sounds, Denzel Washington, my
Well, that's a good one.
He's a great one. My dad's a movie buff and he introduced me to movies early on. My mom introduced me to plays, but Denzel, someone who did both, blew my mind right out the water. And he actually said something that made me know I wanted to do acting professionally. He said, "Your career should be your passion, and your passion is the one thing you would do for the rest of your life, regardless of pay." And I immediately thought of acting, especially with the regardless of pay part. We
Yeah.
don't always get paid.
That's a subject that could take an entire separate interview, I think. But I have it under good authority, Deanna, that you are an Anglophile.
I really am. There's something about, I don't know where that started either, to be honest. I'll attribute it, I guess, to Shakespeare. Was, early on, probably around fourth grade, a influential teacher to your original question, introduced us to Shakespeare, and she didn't make us read it. She just read it to us because that's how it was meant to be either seen or heard. And I fell in love with the bard, so to speak. And I'm like, oh, he's from where? London. And then I think I was just hooked ever since. Any chance I can get to go over there. I was just there before I did the show, before I said yes to the show, like literally a week. I auditioned for the show while I was in London.
Oh, you did.
I did, yeah, virtual
Maybe that
audition.
helped that they knew that.
I would
Because
have.
there's such a strong tradition of theater, of course, in England, but specifically in London. And I don't, did you catch any theater when you were there?
I did. I actually went to the Globe and saw Much Ado About Nothing,
Oh my
which
goodness.
where we named our dog after a character in that play. So shows you how deep we go into that. So yeah, and they just have a respect for the arts,
Yeah.
that I'm hoping, the US will get on board with soon enough.
Well, that goes back to that other comment I made just before this, where, I was talking about actors getting paid.
Yes.
Again, that's a conversation possibly for another time. I do want to talk about the garbologists, though. This is from what I could tell from the synopsis, this is about two people, garbage collectors. Who are they in? What town? What city are they in?
They're in New York City. Yeah,
They're in New
New
York City. So there are
Sanitation.
two New York City garbage collectors, and they are both very, very different, come from very different backgrounds,
Yes,
right?
very different. Danny is working class, blue collar, gives you like Staten Island, Long Island type vibes. And Marlo, my character, is more upper middle class, Ivy League educated, very much, I think, will leave people wondering why she took this job. And Danny asked that question too. So yeah, two different parts, two different backgrounds, different parts of the world, forced to kind of interact working this garbage route.
This route together, and then you kind of—I'm not sure if I'm correct in interpreting this—but you bond over this particular type of it's called Mongo. What is it called? Where you both
Mako.
co collect like treasures found in garbage among amidst garbage, I guess, right?
Exactly. It's kind of that's like slang to the folks working in sanitation, sort of little treasures they find that either have financial or emotional significance. But yeah, so the things are what bond them, but there is a deeper connection that is unfolded throughout the play. But yeah, it starts with these items at first that they find along this garbage route.
And you mentioned your character's name again was
Marlo is my character.
Marlo. Well, that's an interesting name. That kind of is some sort of, well, it's not Shakespearean, but it's kind of a contemporary. Marlo was a contemporary of Shakespeare's, right? Sometimes given credit for writing Shakespeare,
Yeah, it's
wasn't
so
he?
funny you say that because that's actually the character, my castmate's role, Danny. He questions my name in the beginning. Like, that's probably the opening scene. Like, what kind of a name
Oh.
is Marlo? So you're already right on board with how
Oh
the
boy,
play
do I have
unfolds.
to see the play then? Is it necessary?
You absolutely have to see the play.
Okay, maybe I'll have to make my way out to Ellenville. The show is running through the 29th of September. We have actually some tickets to give away. So if you're interested in seeing Deanna, and you would be foolish not to be, but if you want to see Deanna and her cast members, is it just the two of you?
Yes, it's a
Okay.
two-hander. It's a comedy and it's short. You in and out, 80 minutes,
Oh, that's
intermission.
very,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's perfect. Very convenient.
Perfect evening and still time for dinner. And if you're interested, though, write me at adam@wkze.com. We have pairs of tickets to give away over the next couple of days. And I think people would be wise to take advantage of this great opportunity to see the Garbologists with Deanna Supley in it. And what are you going to do after this? Do you know? I mean, it's life as an actor.
Yeah, I'm actually I don't even know. I guess I can't technically say it yet, but I think I
Okay.
have something lined up now
Okay.
that we're in
Okay.
negotiations for my reps. So yeah, it would be exciting. It would be a throwback. There would be some Shakespeare possibly
Okay.
if I
Oh,
take it
yeah.
up. So one of the fortunate moments where I'm like, I think I have something lined up after. There's usually gaps, larger gaps in between gigs, but I think I have my next thing ready for when we
Oh,
close.
good. Well, I can't say good luck. I know that's not what you don't say that to actors. You say break a leg, but I do wish you success. I can say that.
Yeah.
Go check out Deanna Suplee at the at Shadowland Stages production of The Garbologists through the 29th of September. Thank you so much, Deanna.
Thank you for having me.
This is the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE.